Joining us now with Cash Green Analysis is Ben Stoller of the Andersons in Clymers, Indiana. Good afternoon, Ben.
Good afternoon.
Big reports coming out on Friday. I suppose that has been a topic of conversation over at the Andersons.
It certainly has been.
What is the drift of the talk?
So, well, certainly looks like the trade estimates are for the corn and bean yields to be up slightly and harvested acres to be down. But the real concerning thing, in my opinion, is on the corn side of it, just we've had such poor exports, I could see the USDA lowering the export number and that being giving us a little bit more in our carryout. So I am somewhat bearish going into it at this point.
Quarterly grain stocks report could be interesting because there are many that believe that some 700 million bushels of corn essentially were used up, quote-unquote, as old crop stocks when we were moving from old to new.
Certainly, yeah. It'll be interesting to see that number with the harvest that we had. And early start, it's kind of hard to get a good solid number there.
And the other thing, I suppose, particularly folk like you might be thinking about is what percentage of the crop still remains in producer hands, particularly in the corn. I mean, last fall we had the aflatoxin issue in our part of the country.
Certainly.
And because of that, a lot of producers went ahead and passed on the risk to the commercials. And it'll be interesting to see originally what crop is where.
That's certainly the truth. I mean, we saw that in our area as well. I mean, a lot of producer movement at fall, and there's a number of guys that don't have anything on farms. So it's certainly a different ball game.
What's your anticipations for basis post report?
You know, it certainly depends on the report. If the market stays weak here, I think we see corn basis rally. We've seen limited farmer movement. In reality, they're not moving it until the market gets a little bit stronger. So if we see a bearish report, I would expect basis to move stronger fairly quickly.
Is there any beans out there to be had?
You know, we're definitely seeing some bean movement. We're certainly seeing bean basis strengthen at the processors. So I think there certainly are some beans out there. Seeing some movement right now.
Ben, what about your prices today?
Cash price at Clymers, $7.22, Delphi, $7.13, and beans at Delphi, $13.90.
Thank you much, sir.
Thank you.
That's Ben Stoller of the Andersons in Clymers, Indiana. And in 2 minutes, I'll be back with the folks from Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois, with a look at agricultural weather.